Major utility companies serving the state have set goals to drastically reduce carbon emissions over the next several decades. Plans include increasing solar and wind projects. Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. She joins us to explain how they're making that transition to renewables. Danny, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, you write that some utilities around the state are bringing in renewable energy sources a little faster than expected. Before we get to specifics, what are some of the things driving the move toward renewable energy?
Well, right now, the transition is really being driven by declining costs for renewables, you know, customer and investor demand, and some anticipation of policy changes that might be coming down the line with carbon emissions.
What is this replacing at this point as renewable sources come online? What is going away? Or is it just adding to the existing stock, I guess?
Well, there's a lot happening with it. And I think the big focus from environmental groups and from citizens, you know, they've been pushing a lot for utilities to be more aggressive in transitioning away from coal-fired power plants. So a lot of what we're seeing right now is a mix of a variety of things, and it all depends on the utilities themselves and what they have in their existing energy mix and a lot of other factors. But, you know, we're seeing utilities like WEC Energy Group, which owns Wisconsin Public Service, and We Energies and Alliant Energy, you know, they've both been making transitions away from coal-fired generation to natural gas. And at the same time, they've been looking at adding renewable energy to their portfolio, including wind and solar. But it looks different for each utility. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service and their parent company, you know, they have nuclear energy in the mix for what they provide. So does Xcel Energy, which is a Minneapolis-based utility that serves Wisconsin. And so it looks different with each utility you have, and I think that's part of the reason that you're seeing this difference in how fast each of them may be transitioning. And the level of investment they've made recently in coal-fired power plants, because if they've made investments in the last decade or so, they're probably still paying those off. And so it doesn't look as favorable for them or their customers to be, you know, transitioning away from coal-fired generation, and they would need to recover those costs while also investing in renewable forms of energy.
And I tend to think of a solar power, for example, as being a small thing. You know, somebody puts solar panels up on their rooftop. It looks like one of the things you write about is some of these utilities are doing bigger and bigger solar projects. Can you talk about what we're seeing out there?
Yeah, in the last couple of years, we've seen the first utility scale solar projects in Wisconsin. And the reason for that is that the cost of solar is really coming down and more economical for these utilities. And so we had Alliant Energy that announced plans earlier this month to add 1,000 megawatts of solar. You know, WEC Energy Group has received approval or is seeking 300 megawatts of solar. And they've also got wind in the mix, and so does Alliant. So that's why we're seeing some more of the solar generation plans being wrapped into these utilities now moving forward.
Sometimes we hear about targets. Sometimes it's from the state or environmental groups, you know, X percent of renewables by whatever year. Are the utility companies that you looked at operating by that mindset, we're trying to hit this benchmark for renewables by whatever decade?
Yeah, I think every utility would like to meet those goals that have been set forth under the Paris Climate Accord, or, you know, Governor Evers and his goal of 100% carbon-free electricity by 2050. You know, they're all moving towards that mark. It's just a question of how you get there. Xcel Energy was the first major utility in the nation to announce that they were going to go 100%, but they've admitted that they don't know how they're going to, you know, get to that last 20%. We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service and Alliant have all said that they're going to cut carbon emissions by 80%. And so a lot of it remains to be seen with, you know, the regulatory environment and policies or incentives that encourage them to make these changes, as well as the development of technology and, you know, what kind of options we have for transitioning away from fossil fuel plants.
Talking to WPR reporter Danielle Kading about the move toward renewable energy at many Wisconsin utility companies. And Danny, how about ratepayers, the people who pay for their electricity bill? Are there thoughts about how this might affect them for better or worse?
Yeah, and that really has to do with the coal-fired power plants. You know, like I said before, if they've made investments in new plants or they have plants that are coming up on retirement, they're kind of weighing whether or not they should make more investments in these plants or, you know, how much they have yet to pay off on these plants, because they would be able to recover those costs that they invested from ratepayers. And if they look to make that transition, it's more difficult, I think, for them to do that if they're going to be asking their ratepayers to pay twice, you know, pay for the investment they've already made on something that's no longer useful, or while they're moving to invest in cleaner forms of energy.
And Danny, something you've mentioned already, but you know, Wisconsin's a coal-heavy state in its energy mix. But the story here isn't shutting down coal plants and replacing them with renewable energy right away. Natural gas, as you touched on earlier, is going to be at least a part of a transition, if not sticking around even longer, right?
Yeah, some utilities are using it as a bridge fuel. Xcel Energy has admitted to using it to help make this transition, because, you know, the big argument that utilities make is, well, we need to be able to provide that reliability and affordability of service when we have intermittent sources of power. So when the sun is not shining and the wind is not blowing, that's their common catchphrase, you know, that they need to be providing energy, and natural gas is one way to do that. But they've also have nuclear energy that they're providing, whether it's through power purchase agreements or they own that, to also provide energy for their customers.
And briefly, Danny, as we wrap up, you wrote about the question of renewable energy technology and whether it's it only works while the sun is shining, as you said, or the wind is blowing, or whether we can store it in some form of batteries. And it sounds like that's one of the question marks right now with existing technology.
Yeah, because the price of batteries right now has been likened to where solar was at a decade ago. So right now it may be that the cost for battery storage is not as economical at the present time. But energy analysts are saying, you know, it would be unwise to rule them out entirely. And even utilities say it's going to be an all of the above kind of solution to get to that 100% carbon-free electricity mix.
Danny, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That was Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior. She joined us for a look at the plans that large utility companies around Wisconsin have for reducing their carbon emissions. You can find her reporting on that and lots of other news from around Wisconsin. Just head over to WPR.org/news. For coverage of politics, energy, the environment, and more all over Wisconsin. That's WPR.org/news.